This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Love baseball? So do these guys. This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on 1080 The Fan.
What would you say you do here?
I hit dingers. There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
You can put it on the board!
What's Alfred D'Elia up to?
Oh, I have no idea.
Dude, spit on that thing.
That was my best guess.
What?
I don't know,
hopefully,
man.
Hopefully not. Hopefully he's hitting dingers somewhere.
I don't know,
at
man.
At a college. Like, how old do you think? He's got to be in college now.
Probably.
But why? Someone tell me why, damn it.
Why isn't he in the big leagues?
He will be.
Coming up in the second hour, we'll get into our previews. We'll start previewing some divisions through the American League East and the National League East. But some news that came across the board yesterday. I guess there was a deadline yesterday that nobody knew about until it became 24 hours before. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. signing a contract extension with the Toronto Blue Jays. That passed. He had not re-signed, and now it is basically official that Vladdy will test the free agent market.
He's going to look good in black and orange, I was going to say.
My question for you to start, before we start thinking about how the Blue Jays have completely messed this whole thing up. How much money do you think he's going to make? Soto money?
No.
Judge money? Mookie Betts money?
No.
More like Manny Machado, Xander Bogaerts money?
Yeah.
Like a 10-year, 300 mil?
I would say probably a little bit more.
Not an 8-year 440?
I could see like 10 years 400, 10 years 450.
What do you think he thinks he's worth? 2 years 800?
I would hope he would think that he's somewhat around where I just said. At like 10 years 450 at the most.
Oh my God. Someone's like, I'll give you 10 years 440. You're like, you know, I got to think about this for a minute. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah. That seems fair.
I mean, is that? I think that's.
I don't know.
For him, 10 years, 450? I mean.
There aren't many players in baseball like Vladdy.
I'm curious.
In terms of his size, his character, you know, he's pretty good at first base. Obviously, he's got the bomb power. He seems like a great clubhouse guy. He comes from baseball lore. I just don't think there are many guys in baseball that you can value like that. It's kind of like, let's say Jackson Holliday hits, okay? Second baseman can play short, probably should be playing short if they didn't have Gunnar Henderson. Comes from a pedigree of a fringe Hall of Famer parent in Matt Holliday, who I loved Matt Holliday as a player. What if in 5-6 years and Jackson Holliday becomes a free agent, what's that value? It's not just about playing shortstop and being a good hitter. It's about all the other intangibles. I don't know, because like Fernando Tatis Jr., his dad was okay. Bo Bichette, his dad was okay. But Vladdy's dad is in the Hall of Fame, and he looks like he could be in the Hall of Fame too. I don't know how you value that.
Well, I can give you a calculated market value of what Spot.
That sounds like math.
SpotRack.com. Which I just found this feature like a week or so ago, but you can, any player, NFL, MLB, NBA, they'll give you a calculated market value.
Okay.
And right now, his market value, they say, is $35.6 million average annual salary. So that would be a, you know, estimated 12-year, $427 million contract. So it would be looking
at Bryce Harper level.
So it'd be more so looking at 10 years.
10 years, 350.
Yeah, but what about the 0.6? I don't know how much that changes it, really.
Got to bump it to 375.
So, I mean, I'm a little bit over on that. But, again, I could see him saying, I want 10 years, 400 mil.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. And that's the next question. Before we get into, like, is he worth it? I mean, is he worth it? I don't know if that really matters. I mean, look at what Xander Bogaerts got. He's not worth that.
He'll be 26 at this time next year.
Good God.
So you're willing, I mean, I would say
10 years. I mean, a 10-year deal is at least six of high leverage.
Yeah, but again, it's just how things are going right now.
I'd rather have a 10-year guy whose contract ends at 36 than a 10-year guy whose contract ends at 41.
So what, you're going to
go paging Albert Pujols, paging Aaron Judge?
So then more team-friendly deal would be somewhere around like 8 years, probably.
Yeah, I'd probably do 8.
Yeah, 8 years at $300 million.
God, that makes him a free agent. Someone do math for me. What's 6 plus 8?
That would make it 34.
34? I mean, you could get a 4-year deal for like 25.
I mean, then again, it's like, what's at Vlad at 34? That's probably still got some juice in him.
God, that's what I'm saying.
Legal juice. So why not sign him to 10 years?
There's no way the Blue Jays get him.
I don't know. They seem to kind of be effing it all up. So it doesn't.
They
really
seem like a worse version of the Giants when it comes to free
agents.
And that's not a place I want to be.
There's definitely part of me, I'm like, why are you doing this? Like, why are you letting it get to this point? Like, I understand maybe wanting to restart the clock. The guy's going to be 26. Like, what are you?
I understand the Mets being like, I don't know on Pete Alonso. If we're talking first baseman, I don't know. I don't know. You're a little older. Your average isn't great. Your bombs are awesome. I know the fans love you, but I don't know. How are the Blue Jays screwing this up?
Yeah, that's a head scratcher. It's like, hey, someone who was the MVP runner up 2 seasons ago and is in the prime of his career.
I mean, I'm gearing up for fantasy right now, and he is projected in the first round of every draft.
Rightfully so. I mean, now you know, if we want to play a little bit of devil's advocate, started off the season slow.
Sure, he did.
Then he cut his hair. And started just
the opposite of McCutcheon. Remember when McCutcheon cut his hair and it was like, man,
God,
adios.
You suck now. No, he cut his hair McCutcheon and had a great rest of the season and still had, like, statistically, his numbers weren't even that bad at the beginning of the year. They were just bad in Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Correct.
Terms. So
of a 25-year-old generational superstar.
Yeah, I'm very curious to hear any sort of explanation from Toronto as to why you would let him walk. And quite frankly, you shouldn't let him walk. If you're planning to let him walk, just trade him. Trade him before the deadline.
That's the next question. Do they trade him?
Doesn't this just kill his trade value, though? Like, if I'm a team, no. Unless I think I'm in a win now, I still think it's going to kill a little bit of trade value because there's no guarantee that he signs with you. His agent is Scott Boras, correct?
Correct.
He's going to go to the highest bidder.
I know. I present to you Juan Soto. The Yankees gave up a lot for Juan Soto. Michael King.
Did they win a title?
No, but they gave up the core of what the Padres are building on right now. And Soto still got his money. So does it? The Yankees were the loser in all of it. So to your point, the trade value sucks if you're the one that trades for him. But Soto turned out okay, and the Padres turned out okay. The Yankees sucked, but we just waxed poetic, and I'm going to in the next hour, that they didn't sign Soto, and they got better. So I wonder if that's the same thing from Vladimir Guerrero. But the question is, I don't know if Toronto will trade him. Is this a Shohei thing all over again? We believe that he'll re-sign with us.
Oh, dear God.
So we're not going to trade him, and we'll keep him here. Because right now, they have swung and missed. The only free agents the Blue Jays have signed in the last 4 years, this is off the top of my head, that they have signed in the last 4 years that they've gone after is Guzman and Santander.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
That's right. They did get Santander. Totally forgot about that. And that
or Gausman. Sorry. Kevin Gausman and Anthony Santander.
Two former Orioles.
They were in it on Shohei. They were in it on trying to be in it on Judge. They're trying to be in it on Chapman. They're trying to be in it on every big free agent has a meeting with Toronto. Every big free agent has a meeting with Toronto. The best they've got is Gausman and Santander.
I think those are two mighty fine players.
I think they're great players that I would love to have on my team.
I just don't see what the, like, all right, let's get rid of him and then what? Like, what's the end game here? You save a bunch of money, but you're going to suck then. Like, and again, I don't want to be hypocritical because I know that, you know, when we talked about Soto, it's very much like he's one player, you know, you need more than one player, but are the Blue Jays just going to full reset this thing? Like, their window closed? I mean, it kind of is closing. They didn't make the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Their offense is not nearly what it was two, three seasons ago.
Bo Bichette had a disastrous season last year. Springer is clearly on the decline.
So maybe it is just Toronto, you know, them packing up their suitcase and saying, we're out of here. You know, best of luck to the rest of the AL East over the next few years. We're going to be the bottom feeders, and we're going to try and rebuild this thing.
Real quick, where do you think he goes?
Oh, God, I haven't even...
Do you think he gets traded?
I have to lean that way. I have to lean that he gets traded right now.
I think he gets traded too.
I don't think he does. I think the Blue Jays convince themselves that they can bid for him and get him. And I think...
Then just do it now, though. That's, you know, sorry to interrupt, well, but that's, again, that's just what I feel like. Like, if you're
I agree.
Trying to wait it out, like, just sign the dude then.
I agree. I think his number's astronomical. Like, all of Boris's guys get to free agency for a reason. There's a reason why the top guys sign with Boris. I think that the number that he's asking for right now is stupid.
Probably in that 10-year, $450 million range, like I said at the very beginning. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what he's asking for. Like, if he wants 45 a year.
I bet you he ends up a Texas Ranger.
Well, I know that there's been some talks about that.
Or an Angel.
It would be very Angels-esque for them to trade for him and then he sucks. Or blows they sign him and he's just not good anymore.
All right, we come back. It's time. Loaded second hour. It's time we will dive into previews of Division Series Plus, a Will Ortner edition of Fair or Foul at the bottom of the hour. There's a lot to get to. Also, side note, just to keep up with if you were listening to primetime, BYU had a chance to be up by 40 on Kansas. Sorry, I had to clear my throat. That's how rough this is.
I forgot that this was the primetime bowl. The primetime classic, rather.
R.I.P. Kansas. R.I.P. Isaac Rupp. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot Corner. Danny the Fan.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear. Your friend in style.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.